Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, number 800-259-9231. We go right back into your phone calls. Marie is still on the line listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Now, Marie, you'd called about the bailout, the newest bailout, this particular bailout, not of bankers this time, which was a bad enough idea, but this is another bad idea.
It's like a year of bailouts.
This one is to bail out the losers who ended up getting a mortgage they couldn't afford. And so basically they're going to somehow help these people out with payments. I'm not sure exactly how all that's going to work out. I haven't paid attention to much detail in the case. But Marie, did you want to continue your thoughts about this?
Well, from what I understand, they're only going to have Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as the lender that's going to be working the mortgage loans out with these people. The only thing about this that bothers me, like I said, is with the principal write-off. And also, how is it fair to to people that rent and people that own mobile homes that don't have, you know, these mortgages and stuff? How is that fair? That's those are the things that bothers me about that.
Well, when has government ever been fair?
That's very true.
Yeah, I guess the deal is that these people with the bailout that are going to be affected by this bailout, they just got in at the right time and got lucky, and everybody else who's still renting, guess they should have gotten into one of those, what do they call them? What are the loans called?
Adjustable arms?
No, yeah, I guess arms or low-end loans or whatever.
Subprimes.
Yeah.
Subprimes and Alt-A and liar loans, et cetera, all kinds of stuff. So, that's the thing. I mean, if they're going to be talking about fairness, then they have to make it fair for everybody.
Thank you, Marie, for the call tonight.
There's no way you can do that.
No, I appreciate
you. As a matter of fact, with government, you can't make things fair
for
everybody.
Well, you could just let the market play out the way it was supposed to play out.
I can see where you're coming from on that.
Let these houses go to foreclosure and let some people pick them up for pennies on the dollar.
I see where you're coming from on that, Ian. But when you talk about fair, you have to look at everything fairly. And the whole market has been set up with our fiat currency. And
that's
true. For those of you who don't understand what a fiat currency is, let me tell you. The dollar is backed by nothing. At one time, it was backed by gold or silver or whatever. Now it is backed by nothing. And so a fiat means it's a decree from on high. So they say, the U.S. government says, this is the money. And that's the money. So the fiat currency is very, manipulable.
Right. They can print out more of it.
That's what they were doing during the housing bubble. Greenspan was saying, yeah, the Americans are spending more. It's great for the economy. It's just going whole hog. Well, in fact, it was going whole hog and burning white hot to the point that it blew up. And therefore, you can't really blame the people who were responding to the marketplace in the way that they should be responding to the marketplace.
I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that they got into an agreement and they should be held to the terms of that agreement.
I concur with you. I see where you're coming from on that. But when you have a system that is corrupt from the very beginning, and then you're trying to hold one group of people responsible and you don't hold the others, I mean, the banks deposit $1 for every $10 they get out of the Federal Reserve. Essentially, they have the right to print money on their own. So
how come it's okay for the banks
to get away? I mean, how come the banks just don't have to take the property and stuff it?
Well, I mean, they're going to take a loss, most likely, if they foreclose on the property, right?
Right.
Okay, well, then that would be them getting stuffed, basically. Look, Mark, I'm with you. I think the banks are a scam. I think they're just an extension of the central bank. I agree with you. The fiat money system is awful. But we are in a reality where that is part of the deal, and these people knew that they were getting into a loan. They knew that if it was adjustable rate, they knew the rates could go up. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. I mean, this isn't hidden information. This isn't hard to understand.
Now let me give you a little bit of a quote here from Thomas Jefferson 200 years ago. And tell me that this isn't predicting what happened. Screw Nostradamus. Thomas Jefferson told the future. The central bank is an institution. Now, we have a central bank. It's called the Federal Reserve.
That's correct.
Why the money that you spend is called a Federal Reserve note. The central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and the form of our Constitution. I am an enemy to all banks discounting bills or notes or anything but coin. And by coin, what he meant was something made of silver or gold, not made of pot metal crap that we have currently. If the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation to Thomas Jefferson and, you know, all economists up until the early 1900s, inflation meant the introduction of new money into the system. It doesn't mean prices going up. It means
that's what it still means.
Turning on the presses and introducing more dollars. That's what inflation means.
That
first
is.
By inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations will grow up around them and will deprive the people of all of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent that their fathers conquered. Now, obviously, when he says conquered, he means slaughter the savages. But let's leave that out of it. I mean, does this not predict what happened today? The banks are taking the property away from people.
Ah, but Obama's stepping in to save them, Mark.
What?
Obama, with his bailout, he's saving those people from having their houses taken.
Yeah, he's turning them. He's making all of us pay for that. So therefore, we are once again slaves.
Oh, so wait, what'll happen, Mark, if I all of a sudden can't pay my mortgage because now my taxes have increased beyond the point where I just can't afford it anymore? Is Obama going to save me too for my mortgage, or is it only these subprime people that will be bailed out?
I think it's anybody who makes less than $75,000 a year is what
what
they're looking at.
But what's the time window here? Are they only going to save people that are currently affected?
The government can't save anybody. Now, here's a Margaret Thatcher quote for you. The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And that's all they're doing. They're stealing from one group to give to another group. It's
well, and they're cutting money off the top.
Redistribution of wealth.
They're not just doing that, Mark. They're actually taking money from one group, slicing a heavy chunk off the top for the bureaucrats administering the program, and then passing a fraction of it on to these other people. So you're absolutely right. There are going to be beneficiaries to this theft. The subprime people that are going to get this bailout will be the beneficiaries, but all the rest of us will be the victims of this. Now, look, I don't have a problem with charity. I don't have a problem helping people out if they get into a situation, if something awful has happened in their lives, to give them some assistance. I have no objection to that. But what I object to is being forced. I object to the threat. Now, if you have a problem and you need some assistance, ask for it. People will give it to you. You know, somebody has their house burned down. They get coverage on the news. People say they set up a bank fund. People pour money into these things. I mean, people step up when it's time to help another person out. And they do it voluntarily, but the government comes in there and makes demands and makes threats, and if you don't go along with the government's plan, even if you disagree with it, as our earlier caller did, and as a lot of people around the country, a lot of people are very upset about this. They're making a lot of noise. I don't know if anything's really going to come out of it, but people are pretty upset about it. You shouldn't be forced to go along with this. 800-259-9231. Let's continue, and we'll talk to Rich, listening in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, gang.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called before your show ever started because I have a book that has a chapter in there that all liberty-oriented people will appreciate.
Okay,
and
what's this book?
It's amazing how it fits in with everything you've talked about. It's a book by Tom Cahill, that's C-A-H-I-L-L, and it's called Pecked to Death by Ducks. It's one of those books where the title has nothing to do with the subject. Anyway, this Tom Cahill is a reporter. He's traveled all over the world, and each chapter is basically an essay from different parts of the world. What really got my attention was a chapter where he was in South America. I can't remember where, I'm sorry to say, but he was visiting a village or a small town, and he noticed that there were no police. And he asked the locals, well, don't you miss having police here for your protection? And the response was unanimous and vehement. Are you kidding? Everybody knows that where there are police, there is crime. They went on to say that the fear of ostracism is enough to keep people in line and to keep people being good neighbors.
Awesome. What was the book called again? Pecked to Death by Ducks. And the author?
Tom Cahill. That's C-A-H-I-L-L.
Good stuff, Rick. Thanks. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And thanks for your patience. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at Free Talk Live.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. What do they have at AdamEve.com? Well, it isn't apples and fig leaves. Go check it out, AdamEve.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first to Debbie in Florida, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Debbie?
Well, I'm calling about the lady that's piercing the calf.
Yes, how do you feel about that?
I have a couple thoughts on it. I was raised on a farm in Wisconsin. And to me, dogs and cats and birds and their different domesticated animals are a little different than animals in the wild. And I think deserve to be, all the animals need to be treated with respect. I don't think this lady should be put in jail or anything, but I think there should be a line drawn when you're doing something that's hurtful or harmful to the animal, or, you know, somebody beating their dog. I don't think they have a right to do that. I don't know whether that should really be the police. Down here we have the Humane Society, and they get involved in issues like that. I think there's too many weirdos out there that don't really care what their neighbor thinks about what they do, that would necessarily change how they behave.
I think that's always going to be the case for some people, but they might care if their boss thinks negatively about how they behave. They might care if their family thinks negatively of it. There may be some people out there that they care about what they think.
Right, that's true. It's like down here, you hear the puppy mills and you know, the whole family's involved of how they treat these animals, and you know, there is enforcement that steps in. So I don't know really what the answer is there, but I think that somebody has to do something. I don't think that should be really allowed.
I think it should be up to the individual to decide what they do in response to somebody abusing their animals. I don't think that the police should be brought in at any point. It doesn't sound like you're too comfortable with that either.
No, I don't know that should be, because sometimes they get, you know, things all wrong. But I think, like here, we have the Humane Society, which does get involved and does look to see if the animals are truly being abused or not.
Yeah, I for one, would far better support rescuing the animals rather than punishing the owner.
Well, up here we have the SPCA who gets involved, but they have the backing of the police departments. For instance, a friend of mine had some guy from the SPCA come to his, you know, knock on his door and said, "I'm going to inspect your horse. Your horse containing apparatus now," and the guy's like, "No, you're not. Who are you?"
Right.
And so then he called the law.
My thing with this lady is, I don't know that she should be allowed to do it. I find it a bit odd. Like, I don't really think the cat said, "Oh, hey, geez, I really, really like some diamond studs today.
Yeah.
How about it?" This is more about the human than it is about the animal, and I think it's unnecessary. And the thing would be is, I could see this continuing to, again, some people out there who think it's cool, and the next thing, private parts are being pierced and there's actually damage being done to the animal.
Do you think it's okay to circumcise your young son?
It's a fair question.
Boy, that's a touchy issue. You know, I'm kind of back and forth on that, only because at one time I did, only because of medical reasons. But then there's been some evidence that says that that's not really the case.
Yeah, it's not really
being abused, lady.
Hey, Debbie, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it's a particularly relevant point, Mark.
It is.
The issue of male circumcision is...
I prefer to call it male genital mutilation.
Genital mutilation. Thank you. Yeah, because it goes on all over this country.
Absolutely.
It's commonly accepted.
If you look at circumcision, it has been it has been the treatment for so many diseases throughout the years that, you know, it's amazing. It's been the treatment for more diseases than anything ever. It was Kellogg and Graham who pushed this back in the late 1800s, around the time of the Civil War.
That Kellogg and that Graham.
Yes, that Graham crackers and Kellogg's cereal. Mm-hmm. And not that I feel that the cereal has anything to do with circumcision at this point, but...
I don't know, they're still pretty Puritan pulling their sponsorship of Michael Phelps over a bong rip.
I'm with you on that. However, the whole circumcision thing at that time was supposed to stop guys from masturbating. I can tell you, it didn't work. But it's just become very popularized, and it doesn't do anything. Yes, I will admit that there are some bums somewhere that get some infection, but if you keep yourself clean on a regular basis, like Mama taught you to, you'll be okay. And the whole idea of cutting off bits that are supposed to be there just for kicks and aesthetics, well, hey, what's the difference in piercing the cat's ears?
I would say that circumcision is more violent than a piercing. I mean, circumcision is a pretty bloody affair, from what I understand.
There have been people that have successfully sued the doctors that performed the circumcision. Yep. And people that have sued their parents successfully for it.
Yeah.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, when you advocate your son or grandson get the circumcision. You could be sued.
I'm not going to sue my parents over it, because that would be really tacky, but I certainly don't appreciate what they did. I would have liked to have been able to make the choice on my own. 800-259-9231.
If it's okay to circumcise little boys, is it okay to circumcise little girls? They do it in some countries. They cut off the labia minora and the clitoris.
Yeah, if it's not okay to do that to girls, but it is okay to do it to boys, why? It's both mutilating your child. It's both cutting off pieces of your children. I think it's sick, personally. We continue here, and we go to... It's an institutionalized sickness. It's a sickness that people have accepted as somehow good. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you are on the amp line.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Kurt?
I wanted to respond to an email from Marco in Juarez, where he asked about what would be some of the possible answers when people say that you have no right to complain if you do not vote.
Oh, yes, a common occurrence. You'll hear people saying, well, you can't say anything because you didn't vote.
Yeah, they heard that on TV,
What would your response be?
Well, I think it's quite the other way around. I think that if you do vote, you can't complain because you've consented to the rule by voting. I have not consented to being ruled in not voting. So, therefore, I can complain about the rules you foisted upon.
I think your position is as asinine as theirs is, Kurt, because I don't think that there's in any way any consent involved in the voting process. In fact,
really?
It can't even be proven that you voted.
If you go in there and you're going there to pick a leader and pick a leader for somebody
else. That's not why everyone votes.
That's not why anybody votes. People vote for the lesser of two evils.
Some people
vote. They're voting in self-defense.
But some people vote to pick a leader. In which case what you're saying is true, but I
vote in self-defense. So that's like saying the fact that I put my hand up to block a punch coming in
is consent to being robbed.
Consent to being punched in the face.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Do you have a response, Kurt?
I'll have to think about that one.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It was a good try, though. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. The Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better? Lose weight? Call us. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by our friends at SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are on the updates list we talked about earlier at updates.freetalklive.com, you're going to know when not only we add the next new Shriner, which should be over this weekend, but we're also going to add a new feature to the Shrine of Female Listeners, a new option. So we'll tell you about that a little bit later in the updates and probably later this week on the air. In the meantime, we will continue here.
SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show, and I would encourage you to do business with them if you can. If you have any kind of accounts receivable problems and like somebody to take care of that for you, SACL CAI.
We continue with your phone calls, going to Mark, listening in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I've been hearing on GNC News Radio here that the National Guard is going to be doing some training in Iowa, where they're going from between these two towns, and they are going to be doing some kind of training, but they're also going to be looking for people's guns in their homes. And
really?
Yes.
Mark is shaking his head here. Mark,
they're doing the training, but I haven't read anything about them confiscating guns from people.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hearing. Now, I'm not saying that they will take them, but they would probably be marked, saying that's probably where they could go and get them.
So you
think,
suggesting
a story like that will hit the news if it happens?
Not at first. It probably won't until people really start putting pressure on them. It may, but not at first.
Here's a story that I just Googled what you're saying here. According to AmericanDaily.com in Des Moines, following publicized reports that the Army National Guard was planning a military training exercise on the streets of a rural Iowa town, the commanding officers have called off the mock invasion. They had planned a four-day urban military operation in Arcadia, Iowa, population 443, sending troops to take over the town and search door-to-door for a suspected weapons dealer, is what they were allegedly doing. But now they have called it off due to outcry from individuals.
Well, great. A little bit of good news.
But it's not to say that they won't do something like this in the future, nor is it to say they haven't in the past. And I thank you for calling and bringing that to our attention. I thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. The military in the past has done training exercises that they have run within essentially suburban and urban areas. I mean, they have actually done these things. People have taken video footage of the military, and I don't know if it was the National Guard or the Marines or whoever it was. It's probably been all of the above. But doing these military maneuvers and operations and training in the streets, in people's neighborhoods. So when this stuff does happen, it usually doesn't get big publicity nationwide. Usually it's just a story that appears in a local newspaper about, oh, isn't this nice? The military's coming here to train in our little town. And if there isn't enough outcry, then they'll be toting guns and running around in your streets. I think that's a pretty scary situation, and I'm glad he did call to alert us to that. But it looks like they've canceled it for now. And that's kind of good news. I mean, the whole idea that the government, who is normally not concerned about their appearances, normally not so concerned about bad public relations, actually went ahead and responded to some level of consumer demand in this case. Mark, how do you feel about that?
Well, they do respond with enough outcry sometimes. If it doesn't benefit them too much. The case of the bailout just before the election, to me it was a referendum. The election itself turned out to be a referendum on this bailout to some extent. But more people contacted their congressman than any other issue in my lifetime. And the vast majority, 99%, some of the Congress people said, were in opposition to the bailout. However, they went ahead and voted it through anyway. Even some of the most conservative, well, George Bush wanted it. So, there's these lockstep Republicans, big government Republicans out there.
We talked about the housing bailout earlier this hour. How many of the Republicans that are so upset about this housing bailout, which I'm with them, I'm upset about it too, but how many of them that are so upset about the housing bailout were also upset about the Bush bailout of the bankers?
I heard one local host here that's a Republican say, well, I guess we needed it.
Which one?
It was Cynthia.
No, but which bailout?
That bailout.
The banker one?
The previous one, the one prior to the election. I don't know. There's so many bailouts, and I don't even know what number to call
it's
them
true.
All. And on top of it, the Federal Reserve is introducing $1 trillion into the to the banks that you don't even get to hear about and nobody votes on. So the fact is that as long as they agree with the party, they'll just accept it.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula?
Hi. I was just listening to y'all, and I'm going to tell you something. I think the reason they count, got this thing stopped, 40-something states now have gone to their own sovereignty.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yep,
in fact, the claim
yes,
that
is.
20
it
states.
Is it is true. I've talked to too many people, and they said it is true.
Well, right. It is all over
anyway,
the internet.
Anyway, Florida's in the process of getting it done right now.
Sure, they are.
They are.
What does it mean when you say they claimed sovereignty? What does it mean?
We've already got the bill done, and they're getting ready to vote on it.
Paula, let's get the details here. You're claiming that
these
states...
I've talked to the House of Representatives. Paula. I've talked to the representatives themselves, and they've already got the bill done, and they're going to vote on it.
It's okay. I see where you're coming from. But let's get a little detail out of you. If you know the answer to this question, I'd like to hear it. And the question is, when you say they have claimed sovereignty for themselves, what do you mean by that specifically?
Okay.
Just give me Florida.
In the Constitution, it says when the government goes against the people... Okay, we can go to back to our own sovereignty, and it's exactly what, at first it was 21 states, and now it's 40-something states, and it's almost completely done.
Right. I see where you're coming from. You didn't answer my question, Paula. I'm not trying to, you know, be pushy here, but I'm just curious as to what you mean when you say sovereignty.
Okay, we're going back. We're going to have our own government. We're going to have a...
Are you talking about secession?
Yeah.
Are you saying Florida?
It's only us. It's 40-something states already.
Okay, we've got WFTL and WFLA listeners listening tonight, and I don't think they're going to corroborate your story at all.
We should have done this a long time ago. We should have done this a long time ago.
I agree with you. If it was being done, I'd agree with your statement.
It is being done.
All right, we'll see.
Okay,
I hope I have to eat my words, Paula.
There was a whole list. They had the whole list on the power. They had the whole list on Alex Program.
Neither are credible. Our show is incredible. It's talk radio, Paula.
I've been working with the state of Florida, and we are getting it done.
All right.
Matter of fact, there's
I hope you prove me wrong, but I don't believe you.
Let me say something. There's talk now of us starting our own currency. Every state has gold.
The Florida sunshine.
Florida does have gold also.
And I've heard sunshine dollars aren't worth as much as regular dollars.
Well, all I'm saying is that we're gonna back our currency.
All right, Paula. It all sounds very exciting to me. I hope you're right.
Everybody's wanting it.
Call me cynical. Call me jaded. But I just, call us back when it actually happens,
They're gonna,
thanks, Paula.
They're going to back it with orange juice futures and phosphorus. Actually, Florida, a huge beef state. People don't. It's not
that
recognized for that.
I didn't know that.
It really is.
I was born and raised there, and I never heard that.
Yeah, sorry. You know what always bothered me about Citrus County and Manatee County? Lots of citrus trees
in
Manatee County. As a matter of fact, it's home of Tropicana, but no manatees, really.
There's the manatee in the Snooty Aquarium.
And the problem with Citrus County is there's really no citrus trees in Citrus County, from what I've heard, but lots of manatees. Why don't they switch the names?
It's baffling, Mark, baffling. Florida, it's a strange place. So I don't believe Paula. I think that she's getting some misinformation. She's listening to talk radio to get her news information, and I don't suggest that is a viable option if you want to get accurate information. I think you should question everything that you hear, even if it's coming from your favorite talk show. You should question it. And as far as Florida being a likely state to secede, come on. There are so many statists in Florida, so many New Yorkers, for instance, that moved down there and brought their statist ways with them. Statism and the big government is quite entrenched in Florida, and I doubt they would want to get away from their federal brethren. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. Plus, you can even buy used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, go the used route, and we'll still get a cut whenever you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to James, listening in Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just had heard on the Alex Jones show, this is talking about that slippery slope with the animal rights. They were talking about giving the states the right to sue for land for endangered animals. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
The right to sue for land for endangered animals. I'm not sure
yeah,
you...
So the lawyers would sue on behalf of the animals and signed by the state. And then, you know, they can say, oh, this land here, we're going to declare it, you know, where you can't build and stuff because we're going to set it aside for endangered animals and we're going to...
Aren't they already doing that?
Them. Well, yeah, and they were taking it to the next level or something like that. I just wanted to bring that up, you know, because I didn't think anybody talked about it. And it was okay. Just kind of like that slippery slope you're talking about. I mean, you give them an inch,
and they'll
take
a mile. And then they'll take five more. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
This is to illustrate how, in fact, the Endangered Species Act endangers animals more. When I was looking to build in Florida, down somewhere in the Venice, Florida area, we were told, if you find a scrub jay on the property, shoot it immediately and bury the body. because apparently this scrub jay, I don't know, I didn't research it, but that's what we were told in looking. The scrub jay, if you find one on the property, it's endangered somehow, and I don't know how the scrub jay differs from the blue jay, because there's certainly no shortage of blue jays down there. That, you know, this, if you see this little animal on the land, you're not going to be able to build there at all. And it's true of the spotted owl up in Washington State and Oregon State. And apparently they're not that darn endangered either. Talking to somebody who, you know, was out there surveying, they're like, man, sure didn't seem endangered to me.
It's outrageous.
All over the place.
I mean, the whole concept there is that your property is not your own, and it's not. The state owns your property. So you kind of lease it as a property owner. You get primary rights after the state, and they'll allow you to use it when they want you to and in the ways they approve of.
It's really disgusting. Very similar to how the feudal system was set up. I mean, essentially you have to pay an amount to the...
master.
Yeah, the amount to the lord of the land there every year, and then the serfs had to come up with a certain amount of food to give over. They grew grain or whatever, and so they gave some to the lord of the manor in order to protect them. And that's very similar to what we have going here. You don't have a choice. Suppose I want to protect myself. Thanks very much. I guess you're not free.
Well, you know, we actually been talking about this on a local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire. They have this Saturday morning show called Talk Back, and I myself and a number of other liberty-minded people make a point of calling in there with a pro-liberty viewpoint. We've been talking about government aggression and government violence and pointing out and attempting to get them to see, these politicians, to get them to see the violence inherent in the system that they support. And, of course, you know, cognitive dissonance kicks in for them, and they don't want to see it. Cynthia, a very nice older lady that hosts the show, I like her on a personal basis.
Very pleasant.
She
tolerant.
She does not want to see the violence, however. She doesn't want to admit that it would happen. And so I asked her if she believed that if somebody didn't pay property taxes, that they would be thrown out of their home. And while she did admit that the house would probably be sent to a tax sale, she didn't want to admit that it would happen to somebody who was still living in the home. She didn't want to draw... She's seen the city do tax sales on houses where people have died, for instance,
right.
But she's never seen anybody get kicked out. And that's because eventually, after the city sends enough threatening letters, everybody pays up.
Right. So if a guy comes up to you and robs you with a gun, but doesn't shoot you, were you not in danger of being shot? I mean,
apparently
please.
That's not violence in her world, and we're trying to get them to understand this, and it's an interesting process. You can listen in at freekeen.com, listen to the audio files from the talkbacks. All right, let's continue with your calls, ladies, and we go to Susan in Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hello, Susan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, have you heard what's happening out of Oklahoma with the regard to the 10th Amendment?
Yes. Actually, there's 8 states that are passing resolutions. They're looking to pass resolutions. I shouldn't say like it's actually happened. They've put forth resolutions, including New Hampshire, HCR 6 in New Hampshire. I don't know what the designations are in the rest of the states, that are what they call affirming the 9th and 10th Amendments. Then some guy goes out there and, you know, writes some stuff that says essentially that there are 20 states doing it, and he's being very liberal with the truth, as it were. He's stretching it. There's definitely 8 states doing these affirmations of the 9th and 10th.
I question that. I have an insider email from somebody who I cannot cite, but somebody who kind of knows things about inside what's happening in D.C., and it's my understanding that there are only a handful of states, so there's not even 8 of them.
Well,
I can tell you
I know
New Hampshire's one.
Oklahoma did do it, and they it's House Joint Resolution 1003, which expresses the sovereignty of the state of Oklahoma and clearly calls for an end to unconstitutional federal government mandates. Representative Charles Key of Oklahoma City is the sponsor of the bill, and
I think it's great news.
I just think it's great, and I think we just need to get the word out. And I actually sent a letter to my representative in Richmond, just, you know, state. But I was kind of disappointed in the fact that, you know, who do we get to run with these? I mean, his response to me was saying, you know, when we study constitutional law in law school, we do study the 10th Amendment. What we learn is that regardless of the original intent of our founding fathers, the courts have been less and less willing to give force to its words, meaning the courts aren't going to enforce it at all. And then he says he believes the only realistic way to reinvigorate the 10th Amendment is to elect federal officials who are more interested in following the Constitution than they are.
He's just a statist. I mean, that's, you're just dealing with somebody who's making excuses for being a coward and for supporting the state. That's all that guy is. I mean, if he's not interested in the concept of withdrawing from the Union, if he's not interested in secession, you're not going to get anything out of him. It sounds to me like he's just making excuses for the federal government, which is what most people will do. Most of these state representatives will make excuses for the feds, even if they personally don't really like the feds, because the feds are feeding them millions of dollars. There are lots of money coming into the state governments from the federal government, even though the logic, of course, would be that if you withdrew from the Union, then your state citizens would have a whole lot more money in their hands, right, with which you could then
rob them.
You could rob them of it, which is what the states do. But they don't see it that way. They see the money coming in from the feds, and they don't want that money to stop. And so they're going to defend the feds to the very bitter, bitter end, Susan.
Well, I just, you know, it'd be nice just to have, I mean, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but it'd be nice to have somebody, you know, from all the states really attack this and say, you guys can't just keep doing this. Here's just one other thing.
Before you go on, Susan, with something new, I want to talk to you about what you'd just been talking about there. And I was thinking about it today. And what concerns me about this is, do you remember back in, I think it was the, especially the 2004 election, when it was rather close with between Bush and Kerry. And essentially you heard people say, I'm leaving America if Bush wins, or we're going to secede out here in Oregon. Do you remember? And
right.
Vermont and things like
right.
that. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
So my question is this just Republican sour grapes for the loss of the presidential election in 2008, which is essentially doing the same thing as what the Democrats were doing? Because it seemed ludicrous to me when the Democrats were doing it. I'm like, screw them. I don't care. But I like the idea of affirming the Ninth and the Tenth Amendments. However, I have been lied to by the Republicans in the past. They told me that George Bush was for small government. That's what Rush Limbaugh said. And then it turns out George Bush grew the government more than, like, you know, most presidents in the last half century. So
I totally agree with you.
I don't trust any of these people.
I don't trust anybody in Washington. I think we need to get rid of all of them, truthfully, except for, you know, I don't know, maybe Ron Paul. But
yeah, I'm with you there, Susan. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
But I just think we need to get the word out. I think right now people are getting more and more upset because of what's happening, and just the downgrading of our country, and especially because of what Obama's doing. My other comment is, there is something called the Southern National Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It was convened in December. It's made up of a number of southern states, and you can link to them at www.southernnationalcongress.org. And, you know, this is another group where, actually, I've spoken to the chairman. He lives here in Charlottesville, and, you know, they're looking at, you know, getting the states together and going to the federal government and saying, hey, you can't do this to us. And, yes, possibly, you know, talk of secession in the next
couple
years. The
South's going to do it again.
I hope they do. I thank you, Susan, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL.
Just a tip, if you're going to secede, don't secede in a group in the South.
And don't fire on the fort.
Don't shoot the fort,
Hour 3
for
is coming
sake.
Up. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.